So Gemara says now, Itma, we learned like this.
Omar Rabba, Omar Rafuna, Mikra Mole Dibra Kosov. The Torah says a big posik, that what? The posik says, Lo Yitame. Says what a nozir should not become tame. Kishuwama Lo Yavoy. When the posik says by a nozir, Lo Yavoy should not come, he should also not come into a place that has tumma. It is Lahaziro Yala tumma, Lahaziro Yala Bia. Comes to teach us that there's two lavim you like, he'll get two times Malkus. Like Taisa says, Kabinozik Siv Ani Kroli Aziro Yala tumma, Lahaziro Yala Bia. Kroforos Pesamach. When he walks into a house that has a mace in it, if we warn this nazir, don't go inside this house, you're going to be over the lav of lo yitamei. We also warn him, don't come into the house, you're going to be over the second avera that the Torah says lo yavoi. Is lo yikishtayim, he gets malchus for two averas now. Even though it happened the same time, when he comes into this oil now, he's over two lavin, because the Torah calls it two lavin. Avotumulah mishkakos lo sheyischayin shtayim misvaboy altatamei. Hazanach ma'isim asnisun leyesvay. That's going to be the kasha for our Mishnah. Here you only have two lavs for the lav of al yitamei and for the lav of lo yavoy. But once you're over the lav of lo yitamei, mashmi can't be over the second time. Even though they keep on warning you, don't touch your mace, don't touch your mace. Still, you're only over one time. That's the deek here. Avotumah v'tumalai. But if you touch the mace once, and then they warn you a second time, don't touch the mace, you're not over, you don't have a second avera. For Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef said, Holakim l'gloshen of a shvua, that Omer Rafuna afilu tumah v'tumah. He also knows that even by tumah v'tumah, also the same thing. That if you touch your mace once, and then you go and touch your mace a second time, and they warn you, you're over a second time. The Yoma Ravuna, Ravuna said like this, Nozir show you I'm in the Beis HaKfaros. You have a Nozir that was standing in the Beis HaKfaros. So who is Tomei? Vashita loi Meisai. And they handed it to him his mace. Because he was bearing a mace there. O mace achar v'nogaboy, chayiv. And then he touched another mace, he's chayiv a second time. So the question is, Amai, Yometama v'koyim. Why is he chayiv a second time? He's tamei from before already. El alav shema mina amar rafuna afilu tumah b'tumah. Here it should be a proof, like it says, like an al mishnah, that even by tumah, if you touch your mace once and they warned you not to do it, so you get malchus for that. And then you're about to touch your second mace and they warn you a second time, you get malchus a second time. Even by tumah b'tumah, his shayach to have two averus.
Yeah.
Abai asked a question on this. Is it true what you say now that Yechai is two times? Eisvei Abai says Alocha that Koy in the our Girsir is and Tais Vais the Girsir Nozir. There's Eisvei Abai Nozir Shoha Yilay Mace Munechat Seifei. On Nozir was touching a mace, he had a mace on his shoulders. Voishita Loy Macei and they handed him his own mace. Or Mace Akhar and another mace. For Noga boy, and he touched them all. Yochel Yechayiv. I would think to say maybe he's chayiv like two or three malchus in here. And the every time they warn him not to touch the mace, and he touches another mace, he should be chayiv each time. On this we say no. Talmud Loim of the pasuk says v'lo yichalel that a mace a nozir cannot be mechalel himself. So it means to say, or else the gross said the gisa should be lehecholoi, not lehechalel, but lehecholoi. The Torah is only talking about somebody that's tor, that's not chol at all yet. But a person that's already tamei, so there's no second lot to become tamei a second time. So here you see clearly that by tumah you don't have the tumah a second time. So Taisa the Gersa is like this Taisa says. Taisa says, Eisvei Abai, Abai is the kasha. Nozir. That's where Tais has the gears here. As a shalom, really the Gemara says the word tamei kayin, and the Bais says that Gerus Ranch Pegos says the gears should also be kayin. That's it. Tana's going on a kayin. It's going like this: if the gears should be kayin, show your mace munach leyak seifoy. Yochli yechayit. There's an iser for a kayin to touch your mace. Tamalei malei cholei. There's a request of tamalei malei yechalo. The Shem of the whole like Sib Gabi Azor is Tumah and Gabi Samech and Mehedia, not yet with Russia. Right? But call upon this pasuk tak is talking about by a kohen. It's saying that a kohen, even though we know a kohen, is not allowed to touch a mace. If a kohen touches one mace, and then he touches another mace, he is not chayiv on the second mace. The Torah says that the kasher is, Omad me noz l'kohen gadol, du l'kamon, per kohen gadol. L'meidim ma'adodi, l'gzereshavim imay imay. That later on the Gemara learns that the halachas of Tumah are kohen to nazir. So just like you see by a kohen here, that once he touches the mace once, if he goes to touch a mace a second time, it's not a second avera. So since we learn that hilchos nazirus from Tumas kohen, it should be by nazir also the same way, that there should not be a second lav. So of course the kasha and Rav Huna, that Rav Huna before said not like that, he said that if a nazir touches a mace, and they warn him not to touch a second one, and he goes and touches a second one, he's over a second avera. So of course, not like this pasuk here. Here we're saying that a kohen, when it becomes tummy once, and then he touches another mace, it's not a second avera. So who, why? Or Malais, he said back to me, if you ask me a question from here by Hilchos kohen, fetik shlechom asnisin, abakashin in an al-mishnah. Our mishnah says clearly, the Tanan, we learned in our mishnah, true. The nazir that was touching mason the whole day, and they only warned him once, so he's only chayiv once. But what about omru lo yata tamay? They told the nazir, they warned him, be careful, don't touch your mace, don't become tamay. And again, yata tamay, they warned him a second time. The lacher is chayiv kol achas viachas. He's chayiv on every one. The question is, v'yamai, why? Ho metamay v'koyim. He's tamay already. So why is he chayiv a second time? The chutz espira. Like you want, yes, the kashna abai is yes, the kashna from the kohen. Shoyel lemesim l'chag seifoi. Today we see what there's no second avera. And you're telling me you learn out naziris from kuna. So by nazi you want to tell me there should not be a second avera. Our mishnah says not like that though. Our mishnah says clearly that a nazi that touches a mace and then they warn him again, don't touch it a second time. And he goes and touches it a second time, that he's chayiv twice. So you see clearly from our Mishnah, not like Abaya. So we said, Ela Kashi Adod, the Chur is a stira then. Good, it's a stira from our Mishnah to this Bryce over here that Abaya has. Now look, I have a Kayin here. So what's the Chilik? What's the Pshat? Is there a second Avera or not? The Rashi says, Ela Kashi, Ela Korcho Samayach Bryce, Machna Mastisin. The Chur, you have to throw away the Bryce because of the Mishnah. And the Chur, the Mishnah is right, and the Bryce should be wrong then. Tumara says, no, I'll tell you like Kasha. This is not a Kasha. So the Torah learns, Abaya volataratz mastis in the Braisa. That Abaya once said, there's no stereo. There's no stereo between the Mishnah and the Braisa. That at certain times, if he touches the mace a second time, he's like a chayiv a second time. And certain times, if he touches a second time, you're not chayiv a second time. What's the chiluk? Kan b'chiburin, kan shalai b'chiburin. If you're still attached to the first mace, and you go now and touch a second mace, that's nothing. Kozaman, you're attached to the first mace, and so you can't do a second maisa. But our Mishnah is talking about Shalai b'chiburin, where you're not attached anymore to the first mace. So if you touched one mace, you did an avera. Now, you let go. And now they warn you, don't touch it again. And you go and touch it a second time, that's the second maisa avera. The Torah says, Abaya bola taratz mastis nebraisa, kan shu mechubel mace. Vishru boy umashitin loy mace acha loy mechayis. If this nazir is touching one mace, and they warn him now, don't touch a second mace. And while he's still touching the first one, they bring him a second one. Then he's not chayiv, a second avera. Because Kol Zaman is still holding on to the first one, you can't make a second mace now. That's John this pasuk, lo yichalel, that this person is mamish mechulu v'yoymet. But Khan, the pshat for now, Mishnah, that says the nazir touching a second time the mace, is chayiv a second time. That means Shapirish Kfar Mehemes. He let go of the first mace. So he finished with that first mace. Now Vishita Loy Mesacha, now they hand to him a second mace. Shapirish Acha Shapirish Minarishain. Fiyomula, and they warn him now. Al Titamoy, don't touch the second mace. Ain't Khan Mechulubi Yaimid. That's not called Mechulubi Yaimid. Even though Avad and Hilchas Tumor, Avad and the Kain of the Nazir is still Tamei, you have to wait 7 days to become Torah. But I say, pshat from this pasuk of lo yichalel, which we dashen b'mi she'enu mechulul, means a person that's not holding on to a mace. But if a person that's holding on to the mace, and now with his second hand he touches the second mace, that's all the pasuk means. There he's not doing an avera.
But when he let go of the first mace, then he touched it a second time, that's called an Aveira. So there was no steer with the Mishnah and the Braisa.
Right.
So the Gemara, the Tuma b'chiburin the Araisa, is it true what he's saying now? So Rashi Kloima, v'chiba'almo, shan nageya v'chiyya noigim tomei, mishum yikrav v'yakrav the Araisa. Is it true what he's saying that when you're holding on to the mace, this chiburin holding on is a svar in the Araisa? Omer Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Reb Yanai, loy omru tuma b'chiburin elo l'truma v'kodeshim. It was only said this special tuma that calls the man you're holding on to the mace. You're like a tzaddik, you say the tomei, that's only like the rabbanon d'kachumra by true men kodeshim. Avol a nazir, but a nazir v'yosef pesach loy. We don't have this chiddush of chiburim that there's no difference whether he's holding on to the mace or not holding on to the mace. So, Kuru, you see clearly, holding on to the mace is not a svar in the Araisa. Like, so what if you're holding on to the mace? There's no difference whether you're holding on or you're not holding on. So how could we say, but yes, there's a chilut, whether you are holding on or not?
All right, turn over.
So here's the Ela, Abul Lanozir, Yerisa Pesach Lai. Now, V'yarmut, if you want to tell me the Araisa, that is svar of chibur and holding on to a mace. Is the svara you're attached to with midiraisa? Maishna. What should be the difference between the halachas of truma and kachim, the halachas of nazir and maisa pesach? In both cases, lemaisi holding on to the mace. So Gemara says, I tell you, kan bichiburi adam biyadam, kan bichiburi adam v'mace. Tell the difference what type of a chibur we have. So Tosafot learns, bichiburi adam biyadam, pirishri, Shashlishi and Ageya Benageya Bemais. To Yehu Vadim and Rabbon and Tomei Shiva. If somebody is holding on to a second person, that person touched the mace. So when one person touches the mace, he becomes an Avatoma. The second person touches him, true, he's called Tomei. But he's not considered touching the mace, he's only touching a Tomei mace. So then we don't have the Chiddush of Chiburim. Then if you touch your mace, midiraisa, it's called, now you're making a new Tuma. It's only midrabbanim we say it's called the chiburin. So kan the chiburu yadim biyadim. When one person is holding on to another person, that's only midrabbanim. But kan the chiburu yadim b'meis. But when the person is mamish holding on to the mace, that's called the chibur midiraisa, that the tum is always there. And if you touch another mace, wouldn't make enough kamino. You can't have like a new mace tavera for touching another mace. Kol zman you're attached to the first mace, that's it. You can't have attachment to a second mace. Avol tuma v'tuma loy, but tuma to tuma not. It's only if you touch the mace itself, but not for one person to another person. For the more avol tuma v'tuma loy, do mitame v'koyim, because he's tummy already. For the Gemara, if so, tuma bi'anami ha mitame v'koy. So why is the loch if he's tummy and then he comes in to the oil of mace? Why is the loyovi a new mace avera? He's tummy already. What's the difference whether tamei to tamei or tamei to be? Like before we had in the braisa, lo yitamei and lo yavai. By coming in, you are over the new avera of bia. So Mora says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, kan babayis, kan besada. So Toys learns, kan babayis is coming to the house. Nichnas babayis shebatoichai meis, vlanit makoidim lachain. If you were not met, you didn't become tamei before you went into the house. Oz loki shtayim. That's when you have two averas now. That the second you walk into the house that has the mace inside the house, that's when you're over these two averes. But that we say no, can't be saw the claimer. If you touch two mace in the same time, it's one asro. The asro the lad lab tum di dehi. That's the difference. If the tum is like outside the house, so then the only way you tum is you have to go touch the mace. So when you touch the mace, they warn you that's one avera. Now once you became tummy, you tummy already. To become tummy a second time, that's far we don't have.